Joining me now is a proud Danny Duffy. Danny, you're on home soil, your third professional victory as a professional boxer. Can you please put your feelings into words?
I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's just unbelievable. Just so close to home in the atmosphere. Whenever I come out, like, I try to embrace it and take it on, but at that stage, I just wanted to get in the ring and get it going. And from the first bell, I think the action just started straight away. Like, there was no edging on it. Like, it was just straight go.
This is your third fight as a professional fighter. You're forced on home soil. How does this compare to the other two, or is this just something different altogether?
Just something different. I was a lot more nervous building up this one, because at all costs it was one. I could not lose a night. Like, this was not, I couldn't lose a night and then show my face in my head. I was like, I've sold a buttload of tickets for this here. I have to go and get the one. And then as soon as the first bell went, everything just went out the window. I was just like, you forget everybody's there. It's just you and your opponent in the ring. Like, and the rest was just, as everybody says, it was Friday night. Like,
10 months ago was your professional debut. In terms of focus, professionalism and training, how has it been for you in the last 10 months?
It's been up and down. Now you get dates cancelled, and then because this could have been my fourth fight, but I had a date cancelled and other things, and then you're just ticking away in the background. But for Jason, they bring a show so close to home tonight. Like, it's big thanks to him for doing it for me as well. Like, and I bring the car. Like, it's just unbelievable.
You used the word background. There's a special lady looking down you tonight.
100%. I wouldn't really be doing it if it wasn't for her either. Like, it was just, once she passed, then I kind of put the head down and jumped into the boxing, and then everything just ticked over. I won the Ulster Senior, the Irish Senior, then the Irish Elite, and then I turned pro. Everything just kind of steamrolled after that. Like, it just all just kept going and still hasn't stopped.
I was going to talk to you about the Irish Elite. How does this compare to the Irish Elite? Obviously, it probably was your proudest moment of your career up until tonight.
I don't know, that was the first one in 30 years to win the Irish Elite, like, so I don't know. I think I might have to come back here and get a title on the line to maybe top the Irish Elite, like.
That was my next question, and final question, Danny. Hopes for the future?
Maybe a year or two, maybe two. Yeah, maybe a year. If I stay active, I could come back headline for a title.